Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fill up your tank.
Oh, yeah. Things are happening in the world overnight today. Fill up your tank.
Fill up your tank.
Fill up your tank.
Having said that, Max, good morning to you and your mother. Because now that he's
good
on here.
Good morning. What a lovely day it is. How are you guys?
Morning, man.
We're doing fine. And let's start off with, how is Mom?
She is doing fantastic. She's better than ever. She's correcting my English every day, so no complaints.
Man, we miss you up here. We love Noelle, but we miss having you. But we like the fact that we get to talk to you every once in a while, especially when it comes to boxing or UFC. And listen, all week long, I heard Dana White talking about this was going to be, from top to bottom, the best one of the events that he's thrown out there all these years. This is the, and he named one. I was trying to remember which one it was that a lot of people said was the best one, but he told everybody this is going to be the one. Was he correct?
No.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Here's the thing with fights. This is what makes it very interesting for the casual viewer. That's not me, who's not a hardcore. I'm the biggest fight fan. You probably know Sam and Greg. And I can't tell you the co-main event of the biggest fight card ever. That's Khabib and Conor. So what that's telling you is, for the average viewer that's just not obsessed with the UFC, who doesn't wake up eating cereal and watching UFC, they probably don't agree with that statement. Now, for the fanatic who loves fights and watches all the undercards, they love last night. And last night was a very, very exciting fight card. And it was amazing, top to bottom. That is a true statement. But when you're trying to appeal to the everyday viewer, they come out to watch Jon Jones. They come out to watch Conor McGregor. Maybe Israel Adesanya. There's very few people who move the needle. And we talked about it all the time when I was there. Like a Tiger Woods, now a Caitlin Clark. That's Conor. And I'm not saying every fight card needs Conor McGregor, but this card in particular, UFC 300, the UFC is defined by moments. Every sport is defined by moments. Basketball had it, NFL had it, and the UFC 300 is supposed to be a moment. It's a staple. UFC 100, UFC 200, UFC 300. And because the expectations were so high and you didn't get that guy who, like the main event, for example, Alex Pereira, is a freaking beast, but not everyone knows him. So when that's the expectation, that is why I disagree with what he said.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com outline. You know, it's great to spend some time with this guy, with Max Van Auken. He is social. You can get fine.
See, you missed that. Why he missed laughing? That out of you. Listen to him laughing.
I love it.
You can follow him at Max_Van_Auken. Max_Van_Auken. The thing I enjoyed watching was Max Holloway and the finish of that one. I thought that was pretty fun to watch.
That was the greatest KO of all time, Sam. And I'm not even being hyperbolic. They said it last night there too. What makes it so crazy, and maybe I'm a little biased, his name's Max, but Max Holloway, for one, he's always an exciting fighter. Sam Gregg, this guy always is exciting. Like, every single time, you can guarantee, you can't always say he's going to win, even though he's at his peak of powers, he is elite. But he's always exciting. And so what the BMF belt is, for people who don't know, it's essentially who is the most exciting, who is the baddest. It's not always about who's the most elite. How do you know that when you watch and you pay however much you pay for a pay-per-view, that this is going to be the entertaining fight? And you know, you knew he was one of them, and so was Justin Gaethje. But this guy was moving up in weight. Everybody counted him out. Not only did he perform, Sam and Greg, he stood in the middle of the octagon, pointed at the center, and said, let's throw down. And he knocked out Justin Gaethje with 1 second
left. 1 second left, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I thought this dude was going to bust his shoulder on the way down. The way he landed.
It's scary. It honestly is scary. I mean, it's entertaining. But, yeah, that's what makes the sport so extreme. It's just because, there may be three rounds. There may be five rounds. But in basketball, you know it's going four quarters. NFL, you know it's going four quarters. With the fights, it can literally end any second. And so you're on the edge of your seat. So when you get a fight like that, Dana White threw a $300,000 fight bonus on top of it. You knew you were going to get something crazy last night.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Max Allen-Alkant. We are talking UFC 300. Now, what's this going on with Holmes? It was a tap out in that one. Got to talk about some of the other matches.
Yeah, so Kayla Harrison, for people who don't know, they're about to know, is Kayla Harrison is not only an Olympian, but she's just incredible on the ground. And it's almost reminiscent of Ronda Rousey. But because Ronda Rousey's done it before, it's not hitting the exact same. But if she was before Ronda Rousey, we would have that type of conversation. Now, I don't believe she has the star power. Being a star is so weird, guys. Like, it's hard to describe it, but you know when some people have it. And I don't necessarily think she has it to be a megastar, but she certainly has the talent. And so what's crazy is she was on the undercard. That goes to show you how good the card was. Kayla Harrison was the best female fighter outside of the UFC. And so it was kind of ironic they put her against Holly Holm, who we all know back in the day is the lady who shut down Ronda Rousey.
Say she beat Ronda,
and so,
yeah.
Exactly. So now not only was she drawing comparisons to Ronda, they put her against the Ronda killer, so to speak, and she beat her. Holly Holm is in her 40s, though, and so not to rain on Kayla Harrison's parade, but she's a very talented woman, very powerful. And she drains herself to make that weight class, by the way. I don't know. She was on death's door if you saw her on weigh-in the night before. But she is the real deal. So the UFC has a lot to look forward to. And maybe I don't want to jump the gun here. Maybe you guys are about to announce this, too. UFC 303, June 29th, Conor McGregor is returning.
Do we get excited about that? Do you?
Well, here's my question. Who needs who more? That's the question. Because he just talked about this being an incredible event and the sport – seems to be thriving right now, and Conor's trying to. It's almost like when I heard he was coming back, sort of what The Rock did with WWE coming back. He don't need to go back, and now he's a bad guy. So anyway, go ahead. Who needs who more, Max?
That's a really great question, Greg. And it's such a weird answer because I don't think either one of them need anyone more, but I would actually say the UFC needs Conor more. How can anyone with a net worth of $400 million with his whiskey and doesn't need to fight? Like, he absolutely, most people say, don't fight. There's no need. If you're going to come back, you could seriously get hurt if you're not completely committed. And that is the one thing I will always applaud Floyd Mayweather for. You could say whatever you want about him, but he spends a lot of money. He may party, but he's running back from the party to the gym. He's notorious for that. He stayed committed and focused. I can't say the same for Conor, and that's kind of why everyone's having the reaction you guys are having. He's a big star. We all know he's a character. He's a personality. But are we going to get a committed Conor McGregor? So as far as star power, we'd be lying if we said he didn't move the needle. Everybody's going to be tuned in. Everybody's going to be tuned in. So it is massive news. But Conor McGregor does not need to fight, and I think that's what kind of makes it interesting because this is the last hurrah. If he gets knocked out, if he loses, I think we could just completely just say, okay, it's done. If he wins, then you start talking Nate Diaz trilogy.
Yeah. A lot of people showed up last night. Somebody who was there was Mike Tyson. Who's doing? Are you? Where are you on this thing? Because I'm already said I'm not watching.
Oh, gosh, I feel the same exact way because what's and I'd be lying if I said I'm not going to watch it, Sam. I'm going to
watch it.
But the problem is, he's going to get knocked out, guys. He's going to get knocked out. And it's so sad to say because he's one of my favorite, let alone fighters, just human beings and athletes. He's so iconic, and he's going to get knocked out. He can hit pads ferociously. We see the clips. He's still a machine. I don't know any 58-year-old who would want to fight Mike Tyson, but he's 58 years old. Those pads are not hitting back. And so he can have all the power in the world, but we don't know how he could truly take a punch. We've seen him fight Roy Jones, and I'm pretty sure they had an agreement he couldn't hit Roy Jones in the head. And he looked great. He really did look great. But Roy Jones isn't 27, 28 years old, training night and day. I think Jake Paul is going to end up knocking Mike Tyson out, and it's going to be a really disappointing night for fight fans.
Ooh. He says that on Anderson Silva's birthday.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
I saved that one for you. My insignificant information for the day.
That was a good one, Greg. You never let me down.
Anderson Silva's birthday today.
Give me your basketball right quick.
Yeah, man.
We're about to start the playoffs here. What's Orlando looking like? What do you really expect from them?
Orlando's nasty. Now, they're not winning a championship this year. I'm not that delusional, but I will say, Paolo, they have the guy, which has probably been Orlando's problem since almost Dwight left. Who's been the guy? And Paolo's clearly the guy, so that makes a lot of people happy. They're young, they're long, they're great defensively, so I think they can make some noise. I don't think they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I certainly think with a couple teams banged up in the East, they can win a round, make it to the second round, and for Orlando, that's a success.
Max, before you go, tell everybody where they can see your stuff.
All right, my name is Mike Brand, so I am social, like Sam said, Max Van Auken on all social media. Brandon Haywood and I do a live every week. You got the podcast. Colin Sexton and I just did a podcast. So I appreciate you guys so much. Shout out to Noel. Shout out to you guys. You are amazing. And I miss you guys so much. So thank you for having me.
Miss you too, buddy. And again, say hello to your mother for us.
Yeah, dude.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Ron Alkin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.